Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text this morning is from Paul's first letter to the Thessalonians, the fourth chapter. Dear Kathleen, Tim, Robert, Anne, and my dear friends in Christ, Elmer is at peace in the arms of his Savior. But this is not the end. Elmer was a good father, at least from all that I've heard. He was an active church member. He was a strong believer in what he knew was right. He was a servant. He was a soldier. He was a beloved child of God. And now he isn't with us, not before our eyes anymore. Now, it's true, his body is here. We all saw it this morning, and that is absolutely Elmer. That is what our sin has done to all of us. It has destroyed our bodies in this life. That Elmer was a sinner should be no more distant from our thoughts than our grief. The evidence of it is right before us. The fact that Elmer is dead is not a comfort to anybody, and it stands as a testament to the sin and the shame that he knew that he had in this life. But this is not the end. The fact that Elmer's dead body is here, in this place, in this church which he loved, that he served, this church where he learned, this church where he received the Lord's body and blood for the forgiveness of sins, where he remembered his baptism, where his sins were washed away, it testifies to a greater hope that Elmer had. Now, when we use this word, hope, in the church, we don't use it like the world does. We don't say it like it's a wish or it's an uncertainty. We say hope, as in it is the thing in which all of our life is wrapped up. We say hope in the most certain way possible. We say hope as if it were, because it is, the only true thing in this world. And Elmer's hope was that as he decayed through this life, facing his own mortality, our Lord would be good and gracious to him, taking him to where Christ is himself, where he reigns at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. And Elmer's hope was fulfilled. But this is not the end. Don't be deceived. This still is not right. It is not right that Elmer is dead. But he knew that. Now, he knew it was coming for him eventually. But it's not right that body and soul should be split apart. That's what happens in death. And death is not natural. It is not part of being a human. It is what happens to humans because of sin. But that is it. This is not the end. The end indeed comes when our Lord returns from heaven with a cry of command, with the cries of an archangel, with the sound of trumpets. Then the end comes. Because in that moment, as Christ descends upon the earth, he will command all of the graves to spit out those who are asleep in Christ, all of those who have died in faith toward him. And so the earth will split itself open, the grave dirt will disappear, and coffins will come spewing up out of the earth, just like the fish spit out Jonah on the beach. And there those coffins will open, and there with all of the faithful will stand Elmer, perfect and beautiful, incorruptible and sinless. And in that moment, all of the hope of the world will see its fulfillment in Christ, because all of those who have gone to sleep in Christ will find their souls reunited with their bodies. They will find themselves risen from the dead. They will find themselves never dying again. They will find themselves with those whom they love who are in Christ. And there Elmer will reach out his hand and find the hand of Marilyn, and they will walk into eternal years. This is the great hope of the world, that the Christ, the God who took on your flesh, the God who lived perfectly among us, the God who died for you, the God who rose from the dead for you, the God who ascended on high for you, would bring to you the very life that he won through his life and his death and his resurrection. Elmer and Marilyn both are now waiting for the day when all that has been promised comes to its completion. And when it comes, they will rise up from the ground to meet our Lord. And that is just such a fascinating picture that Paul gives us here in our text today. Because when the king in the ancient world would come home victorious from war, the whole city he was going back to would stream out of the gates and would escort him home. When our Lord returns to this earth victorious after having defeated sin, death, and the devil, all of those who belong to him, his whole city, those in the ground, will stream up into the air to meet him and bring him home. And so it will be for Elmer, that being part of those who love Christ, he will welcome his Jesus back to this earth. And there they will live in peace and blessedness for eternity. Don't be deceived, brothers and sisters. Death stinks. There's no two ways around it. It's just unnatural. It's hard. It's empty. But our Lord has overcome death. He has risen from the grave and has made himself alive, and he promises that same life to all who believe in him. This life is not the end, because for those in Christ, there is no end. There is no end. Elmer and Marilyn, and even you who are in Christ, we shall love together for eternity in the love of Christ, in our resurrected bodies, in a time when there will be no more sin and no more grief and no more sorrow and no more decay and no more death. Because the end, which will never come, shows us that we will live in the resurrection of Jesus Christ forever. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.